All right, we live in effect, man.
Let's get it.
Let's get to it. We starting off. I forgot you. You gonna tell me about that Little Mermaid you went and saw too? They got out of that shit all sweet. I'm in a chill mood, man. Let me see. We gonna start. What we starting with?
Hey, we gonna get a Little Mermaid. We gonna do that one on the next podcast.
No, we're doing it right
now. I'm not reviewing that one.
We doing
that
right now. The fuck now, sir? I guess we are. No way, man. But yeah, it's hot outside, man. Summertime shit. Summertime vibes, man. Let's get into it, man.
With that being said, you ever fell asleep watching a movie? Like, go to a movie and fell asleep watching that shit?
So, since you brought this up, this was previous relationship I was in. Got lit as fuck. Went to see 007.
That's what it be.
Bro, it was the... get which one it was when it was in Mexico and started off before that Mexico scene was over. I was all over.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck. I woke up damn near at the end of the movie when the final fight happened or whatever. Shit, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Yes, going on. I can't even tell you what's going on. Yeah, that's him. Compositor sketches. Turn this up. Say they less. Can't catch us. Just say less. Larry, talk to these niggas, man.
And don't ever call yourself a man, man if you can't keep your composure, man.
Talk to these niggas.
Straight up.
We got one more that I want to play too after this, man. Old school shit.
Back on my shit.
Hot outside, man.
Fresh off the
top down. Off the whip. Throw a little Larry on.
Straight back to it.
It's a good vibe, man.
Good vibe.
Lambo Evo. Press the cut buttons, park it right by the speedboat. Sipping on some rare shit, touchdown, shut down. Making a real bitch, fill it up, brown skin, and you know she real thick. Another $500,000 spent, but I sleep good. Talking big numbers,
with the bitch, while I grip the wood.
Check it out, only speak facts, so she hit me out. Blazing.
And I just happened to look, it was daytime. I looked to the side, like on the passenger side.
I ain't with the drama when you ready. Just give me a call. I know I'm just checking the mail, but got that shit on. I'm a
I don't recommend it.
Hey, bro, it's all in the love of fun and a $75 fine. So look,
for $975 fine.
Look, fuck it. But I remember, bro, I had, man, I had the Malibu. When I had my first car, you know, this fishbowl like a motherfucker, like super fishbowl. I used to be getting blazed in that bitch. Boy, I'm talking like, I remember I had a situation. I pulled up to the light and I seen the officer. I had just hit my blunt. I'm in that bitch cool, laid back. You lay way back. You know how niggas be. I'm in that bitch laid way
in
back.
The back seat, damn near.
Nah, damn near with the music blasting, bro. Like, I'm at the light just niggering.
The music blasting be the
that be the giveaway.
That be the get you.
I'm in there just niggering, bro.
Not just niggering.
I see the cop and I gotta inhale. I gotta just suck this fucking smoke up. Like, there's no way I could.
And bro, then try to suck up all the smoke in the car.
Yeah, that shit was bad. Needless to say, by the time the cop pulled off, I was coughing my ass off.
But the keys off in the car. Goddamn shame. It's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, be like that, bro.
Welcome to episode 74, my fault, Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
What it is?
Nothing, man. So start off right, man. Little Mermaid deep dive, man. What's up? What you got? Give me at least a rating, man.
Man, 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? Okay,
7
cool.
out of 10.
Cool. Who played the...
Mermaid?
No. I know. Dummy. I know fucking... Chloe played the fucking mermaid.
I don't know. I can't tell you a name. I don't know the names.
Oh, my God. She just went just to
just
beat her.
Just went to beat her.
Show support and shit, huh?
That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm behind. I got to catch up on my movies. I'm not going to see that bullshit. But,
of course you're not.
You know, I don't really care to see that Spider-Man shit. I really got to see Guardians, like, before I get out of the movies.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
I missed the last two Marvel movies. I got to see it. Got to. I got to get caught up, though, actually, before I see it. So, that's what's kind of hindering me from going to see it at the same time. But... going on, man? Hot outside, like,
hey,
summertime is here, bro.
Summertime is here. Hey, and this is gonna lead us into the next topic too, but you know, while it's summertime, man, culture's real big.
Oh, you know, for sure.
Are you familiar with the scene? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the outside scene. Like, everything is brunch, this, and day party this, and
I see the day party going on.
Here and there and all that shit.
So here's my thing with that. You know, you've seen me just stand outside and just sweat like I ran a half a mile. Can't do it.
I don't know what they can't be doing, dog. Like,
can't do it.
The world ain't got way too cool for me, bro.
Speaking of cool,
ain't no way, dog. There's no way.
Speaking of fucking cool, yesterday I'm riding down the street, right? See two young fellas, might have been like early high school, thick hoodies on. Now I'm talking about like not the little thin joint. I'm talking about like 80% cotton.
You know, Reebok hoodie.
That thick shit, like you would on when it's chilly outside waiting on a school bus. I'm like, fam, the dash say 96,
and that shit 5 degrees off.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing, I'm not
up on it. I don't know how. I just be seeing the fucking parties be packed at 1 o'clock, bro. And that fucking party's packed. They in that bitch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And y'all are drinking liquor, so I just know how I get down. But I be at that bitch sweating my ass off.
Facts.
But you know, shout out to everybody pool partying, this, that, and the third. Yeah. Quick little insight about, you said, mentioned it being cool. You seen LSU got air conditioned helmets?
Yeah, I did see that.
That shit is insane. That's insane.
That's fine. Yeah. Now, I do say this though. I want to see how they did it though. Like, I want to see like the inside, the technology.
Well, that's not up.
Just curious.
That's not up for public display. At this point, I believe they one of the only universities to have it. So everybody else, step your fucking game up.
But you don't think nobody else gonna go try?
I mean,
to figure
they
it out?
Will, but I'm not gonna give you the sauce on how to
it's
figure
a helmet,
it out.
Nigga, like, it ain't that big. Yeah, you gotta figure it out with the limitations you have of a helmet.
Right now, as of the date, they don't have air conditioned helmets at Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State. Yet.
Cause UCLA, see, we get off on showing people we got.
Yeah, you know, maybe so. I could see that.
Nick Saban, like, oh, we had that in 2011, man.
Right, like y'all, just, you know, Bryce Young played with that last year.
We got solar panels on our shit coming in.
Absolutely.
2025. Before we get any further, man, rest in peace to Jackie O, DCO Fly's wife. Let's just get a moment of silence, real quick.
Yeah, condolences to her family.
Definitely.
The Wildin' Out cast, you know, DC himself, everybody involved. You know, just something bad, you know, tragic but bad. At the same time, I will like to say on Real Talk Podcast, black culture is responsible for this young lady's death.
God.
And if you're not on board with what I'm saying, get on board with what I'm saying, because we live in a community where that shit's embraced. Where that was a beautiful lady, bro. And definitely, she was going to get a procedure done to enhance what was already made.
Yeah.
You know, you feel what I'm saying, bro? It's like we've accepted that shit so much to the point that it's something normal. But it's never been normal for you to undergo a procedure and your arm ain't broke, or your leg ain't broke, or your heart ain't clogged. Like, right, y'all going under the needle for a bigger ass, a flatter stomach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is pressure. It's real pressure, bro.
Because
they feel pressure doing that. A lot of ladies, like, you don't want to be on that camera. They got six asses on the camera, and you got the flat normal one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
SZA came out and said, and look at us speaking on women topics, but we're not speaking football.
But so we are, though. We need this. Somebody got to hear this.
SZA came out and said that she got her BBL because she wanted a fatter ass without putting the gym time, you know? And I'm just shocked that they're ignoring the health risk of these procedures. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got it, you could do it all that. By all means, look into it.
For sure.
If you feel like you need it. But it's like, don't ignore the health factors just to
everything.
Look good for
everything
else
come with a risk, you know, and it's sad to say that a lot of people just willing to ignore the risk to get the outcome. That
we're not saying
that
she did. We don't know what happened.
Nah, I mean, of course not. You know, nobody's, because I mean, shit, I never went to the doctor with any lady, so I can't speak on that. But what I do know is they feel the pressure of other, you know,
other women.
When you look around and you see, like, yeah, D cup sit up nice.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
oh, yeah.
Shit's changing, and it's sad that this the world we living in, but like, come on, dog. Like, we gotta shake the spot.
I'm not. I never tell a woman, oh, you can't do this, but I'm just not a fan of it. I'm just not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, as men, I feel like, and as real men, you know, not that shit with fingernail polish.
I was gonna bring it up
on Pride Month, but you know, as real Pride men, Month. We man, we can speak on certain things if we trying to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, where we coming from is a genuine place.
Yeah,
like,
we're not trying to control trying to help. And shit
we're
like
not
that.
Stepping on nobody. And yeah. I wouldn't tell no woman to don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. But I will give a suggestion.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Just try the gym.
Yeah.
Just try it.
Just try it out.
If the results aren't fast enough, aren't good enough, then hey, by all means, go for it.
And I hate to put it out, but this something we see every day on social media. It's the this lack of self-confidence in these ladies.
On both sides.
It's very weird. And with our guys, too, we'll just, I guess we go about it a different way. I mean, of course we go about it a different way. Guys are not getting
fix
that surgery
it, we'll try to fix some
a rapid point. But niggas do be lying. And niggas will keep up their lie with, with real thought. Like,
we Bandman Kevo, he got the ab surgery done. You can get taller through surgery, shit like that. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I looked at it, I'm like, oh hell no.
And my thing is, if they putting it out there, somebody doing it. Like, you know, we can't ignore the fact that somebody's out there getting that knee surgery.
I'm gonna keep it a stack. I looked into it. I'm like,
4 or 5 inches didn't seem bad.
Hey, I'm like, man, I'm 5'7", man. I get 6 foot, man. You know, cool.
And see, like, in my life, I've been a shorty all my life, you know.
Same.
And I'm tall where it matters. So, hey, I don't need no reconstruction.
Hey, yo.
You know, if you understand, you understand. But I'm a short nigga, but I'm tall where it matters.
Hey,
dog.
Fucking yo, man. There are no women here. Like, we don't need to hear that shit. Like,
but
keep
nah,
that
real shit, though.
Behind
it's your
bedroom door, man.
Man, it's a self-confidence thing, definitely, you know, in our community that's really lacking, bro. And it's really... Like,
I'm gonna say
really
not just our community in the world,
mind.
Bro. I think everybody just cope with it differently.
Right,
you know,
everybody put on
when you see people that overdose on drugs and stuff like that, sometimes it's from a self confidence place.
For sure.
Not always just depression. Sometimes it's from like, oh, I don't think I'm pretty or I'm not handsome and all that, and they just like,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It starts from shit like that.
And that, man, it's that. That's where that shit starts at. And a lot of times when you have these self-confidence issues, it's not the then and now. You know, you kind of been having this. Like, maybe
it comes to the forefront.
Like something
once you get older.
Like,
you know?
Something may have happened to you, and you're like, damn, like, that shit really, really set me back. Or you might have went to the club with your 3 homeboys, and you was the one with no bread. Niggas in that bitch buying shots, and he bought one for this random chick, and you just end up playing the wall. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Give me a ice water, please.
Yeah, that shit fuck up your self-confidence. But at the end of the day,
we gotta do better.
We do have to do better, and we gotta tap into that. Like, it's, you know, when you live the fake social media life, it's some shit to pay for that. You know, behind.
Before we switch off that social, my guy, you brought that up. I saw some shit. I'm going blank on her name. Not Lotto. Something with an L. Can't even think of her name. Oh Lord, it'll come back to me.
Well, what about her? She an artist, rapper,
yes,
or something? She got a song?
She got a couple songs. Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Yeah. She came out and was saying, you know, I'm sure people constantly like bashing her for her weight and shit like that. And she was just starting to say, like, you know, it's starting to, you know, bother her, like, and get annoying and things like that. And it's like, but God forbid, but let's say Lotto hurts herself. Yeah, but oh my God, Lotto, we love you, and this and the third. Then it's gonna be a whole trend of empowering women's bodies and stuff like that. But it's like, do that shit now before it gets to that. You know what I'm saying?
And just be real.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like that, if you don't love self as self is, then don't spread that message, because I can vow with you on what you're saying, but at the same time, I seen Biggie do it. You know what I'm saying? With no shy away from being fat, black, and ugly as ever. Yeah. However, you know, and kept that same MO throughout the whole time. So, like, I feel like a lot of people do this body empowerment shit for sympathy from other people. Oh, and yeah. that's just not genuine.
So, here's my
thing. That's what you want. Be on that shit for real. Really be that confident. A la Rick Ross, because that nigga fat as ever. Who about to tell Rick Ross he not that nigga?
Right.
So, what skinny dude about to do that?
I have a gap, right? Go ahead. And playing AAU basketball, I got elbowed in the mouth, shifted my tooth a little bit more. So the gap is very visible.
It's noticeable.
I've had plenty of chances to get braces. I'm good.
You good.
I've dealt with it my whole life. I'm straight. Like,
hey, and man, look, this not for everybody.
Yeah.
This is not for everybody. And it really hurts me that I can't use my dog as an example, but I'm going to use him anyway.
Let's keep his name out.
Shout out to Killer Cam.
Okay.
Shout out to Fab. Shout out to J. Cole. Man, real artists who display real confidence. Like, shout out to Nas. I'm just thinking all the guys who don't need the extra, you know, the niggas who don't have veneers, who made it pop for themselves without the chains and all the bullshit.
Right.
That's real confidence. Like, man, we got another topic to get in to about this rap shit.
Just want before we get into that, new. Just want wrapping that up. Rest in peace to Jackie O. Praying for DC and, you know, the kids, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the whole cast of people that's involved with her and all that. Just praying for y'all, man. Let's get our spirits back up, man.
For sure.
It's too good of a day, too nice outside, man, you know, to be down like that. So let's celebrate life, man. Or something. Little earth, wind, and fire. Earth, like he said.
The elements.
Ooh, the elements. I like that.
Was the elements.
I like that. Hey. Lie, when I first heard him say the elements, I'm like, wait. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I was
the same. Get it.
Like, oh, I'm got like, you, okay.
Damn, they them niggas.
Yeah, boy, like that.
You know, but that's all, man. So, yeah, before we get off of music, there's a new artist. I don't want to butcher her name. Her name is Kali. Song called Area Codes. It's a real... popping on TikTok and stuff like that. I've heard on the radio a couple times like this. She's been interviewed recently, and she says that she's not familiar with Ludacris' song, Area Codes. Same name, you know, clearly different eras of time, but same name of the song.
For sure.
Now, my thing is this. Everybody gets in the rap game to... do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's for the money, for the look, pure artistry, whatever. I just feel like getting into that space, you should still do your due diligence to know what happened before you. Whether you like this person or not, just know what happened before you.
Absolutely. You responsible, because at some point, motherfuckers going to look at you and ask the question, you know, what made you do this?
Right.
And
be honest. If it's a bag,
honestly,
cool.
If it's the bag, cool. But in present day, you can't bullshit people, bro. Like, we starting to see that, like, a lot of these artists, y'all just bag heavy. You know how I know y'all bag heavy? I'm about to give y'all a great example. Moneybagg Yo.
Okay. Listen.
A current artist. And I like Moneybagg Yo. You
Me
know,
too.
I think he a pretty good artist. But all type of publicity stunts, and he gonna get who is his girl
Ari
to do an OnlyFans. If the record sell however many, she gonna drop an OnlyFans. Hey, look, that's sick.
Yeah,
that shit is sick. And I don't give a damn how much jewelry he wear. Moneybagg Yo, if you can hear me, let's not do that lame ass shit no more.
Yeah, that's not.
That's entirely. That's sick, bro. Yeah, it don't matter how many millions you got. You just open the door for a lame ass. Like, that's insane. But it's a lot of that going on in the music industry. And you'll ask yourself about certain artists, like, damn, what made you do this? You know, I see Lil Baby, and I see his love for, like, Wayne. So,
and you can see the similarities.
At minimum, I see that he was influenced by rap. Like, this is something that influenced him, that made him want to do this. I can see that. With a lot of these cats, it's like, y'all just trying to go TikTok viral.
Yeah.
And I see it. You know, y'all just going TikTok viral. Or y'all trying to get hype off an X feature. You know, like some shit that maybe had went hard in 05. Like, it was that shit. And It's no knock. I could just think of the song. Glorilla got a joint out with the Juicy J slob on my knob cadence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bro, if you
I'm
can,
not mad
you
at
can
that
do shit. That every 20 years with a new artist, and that yeah. shit gonna have some type of effect because they know what the OG
did like, first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, just knowing that the song happened before you, because at this point I feel like you really can't. It's really hard to be original at this point mm-hmm. because there's been so many things have been tried and done, you know. But it's like to just know that, oh yeah, there was a song, you know, Ludacris, yeah, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Because parts of the hook are exactly the way Ludacris' song goes. So it's like either the songwriter lied to you and said this is original shit, or, you know, you didn't do the due diligence. And either way,
it's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. You should not be a modern artist and have no recollection of who the fuck Manny Fresh is.
Right.
That's insane to me.
Like, I'm not saying you got to have all Manny Fresh songs on your phone, but it's like,
you should know.
Oh, that's Manny Fresh over there.
You should know. You just that responsible. Yeah. Like, imagine LeBron walking into a room and he ain't know who the fuck Dr. J was. Like, that old ass nigga with that gray hair.
You can't go get a max contract. You can't do the mic and drill.
Right.
You can't.
You just can't.
Like, you know, gotta know the basics of your shit to get to the top. Or just to get, you know,
to get anywhere.
To get going.
And a lot of times, like, you see shit carry on the internet, but like, this is why a lot of that trash ass shit is being displayed the way it is, because people, they don't have the music knowledge. Like, half of the motherfuckers don't even know September by the Earth, Wind, and Fire. They don't know Earth, Wind, and Fire exists. Dog, this is like the foundation for a lot of black music.
And rap, the pandemic spoiled us, but with Verses, man, shout out to Swiss and Tim, bro. Like, that put a lot of people in view of what you think is music and what ain't music.
Right.
You had some of the greatest pens and artists on Instagram Live playing joints that you grew up on, you didn't know about, you didn't know who they were for, etc. So you learned a lot of
niggas,
shit.
And it, like, in the industry, shit just becomes so lame, you know, like the things we're doing is so lame.
Repetitive.
And these comparisons is insane.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the recent shit with Moneybagg, yo, Moneybagg's a good artist, 200K for a feature or 200K for a show. But niggas don't want to beat you like they wanted to be T.I. 05, 06. Like, dog, I remember that. That shit come on 106 and Park. It was like mastermind shit behind this. You know, when he had the whole T.I. versus T.I.P. thing.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Like, that shit sold. Like, that shit sold in the
media. One of my favorite T.I. songs is on that album. I can't remember exactly which one it is, but it's on there.
You know, because, I mean, I don't want to give you the biggest names. You know, I feel like that defeat the point if I say Wayne and Jay-Z and Kanye West. But, you know, somebody like T.I. who they try to discredit because he do comedy now.
Yeah. But or just, they just.
Yeah, don't get it fucked
he
up.
He wasn't like, all of the chains.
The chains
and all,
and all the bullshit.
And he was against a lot of.
Niggas who did have the
people.
Chains and all the other
and
bullshit.
And just in general, like, he had to go against Wayne. He had to go against Jay at some point. He had to go against fucking. Fab
dog,
you know, like there was a lot of people that 2000s era that you may overlook, but it's like, damn, look what he
was. T.I. was right in that mix, making his hay, selling records. Jeezy was right in the mix, doing his thing, selling records. That's just how it go.
Yeah. Before we switch over to sport, shout out to Tiana Taylor, man. She's been in her creative director bag, and it's amazing. She's been working with Summer Walker. Summer Walker did her Atlanta show a couple of days ago, a week ago, or something like that. Outfit changes, the setup,
choreography, nice. Difference.
But the trip part, bro, I remember when Summer Walker first started touring, bro, like a lot of shows were getting canceled. She'd stand up there and like just really wasn't a performer, like. Goal. Like, you can tell she was brand new into that shit.
That poses the question that we asked in the beginning. What you doing this for?
Well, no. So her thing was, she's not a tour. Like, she's not like that into that. She rather just make the music and let people just enjoy that.
Yeah, I feel
you know,
that.
But
salute.
A lot of artists make their money off touring and shit like that. So it's like you kind of gotta get into that lane a little right. bit and to make some bread.
If you really love music, if you really love the people, this is what you gonna go all right. out. I'm 100% sure.
So I remember seeing some clips where like she's on stage, just a mic and a stool, and she's sitting there just singing the songs, and the people are singing. And granted, she was still brand new at the For time, sure. but to see where she's at now with the help of Teyana Taylor, like. And knowing what Teyana Taylor done for her own music career, right. bro, you just
I love the aspect
her
of like
hand in that
somebody
shit.
Reaching, yeah. you know, to help Shardy with the performance setting. Because as an artist, you're responsible for more than just putting out music, whether you yeah. you think so or not.
Right.
Man, we seen Kodak, that Get 'Em Black. That shit,
I love
that. That shit is a sensation now. You know what I'm saying? But just stepping outside of the box, you can't just be up there jumping and screaming and singing. At some point, we need more than that. I seen some shit with Lil Wayne dancing at a concert the other day. I'm like, hey, it's crazy, but at the same time, you paying for a performance. Nigga, if Lil Wayne start dancing, I'm pretty sure the crowd gonna go crazy.
Fucking right. Last thing on music, man, shout out to Cardi. She kills every feature she gets on. The feature with Lotto. Jesus Christ.
Hey, yeah, we gotta kill.
She is.
Not no we. I'm gonna kill it.
Shit.
Hey, look, the Cardi B slander about albums and all that bullshit.
She
get
making herself
man,
time.
Look, I don't wanna hear it.
Like,
y'all being lazy, you know, cause y'all let's say Cardi need to put out. And I'm telling you, NBA Youngboy puts out too much. Like, you know, but at some point, we never gonna be happy with this. We just gotta kind of take it for what it is and acknowledge that every time you hear Cardi B, whether it's a feature, whatever, she ripping that shit.
Ripping it, dog. And, like, she's been ripping. Like, I remember her verse on Motorsport was not bad.
With, and they motherfuckers don't want to say why. They refuse to say why.
Because everybody's trying to pick time her and Nicki, and I'm not for
it's
that
It's a lot
bullshit.
Of hate in that shit, though.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hate. It's a lot of envy in that. And I'm going to tell you what sells Cardi B more than the others. Cardi B has a writer, as most of these chicks have writers. Let's just keep it a buck. Yeah. But Cardi B got that sex appeal. BBL and all that shit.
Bro.
She got the personality and the sex appeal to really sell this image. It's not forced, like some that we know, you know, who they be calling grandma bods and shit. The ladies know who I'm talking about. I be reading the comments.
Not getting the tea in the comments.
Hey, you gotta do your research,
that's,
man.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. The tea say, in the comments.
Yeah,
dog.
You know, and I
comments.
Ain't just talking Nicki Minaj. They got another grandma body that they be talking about in the media.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
It's all good. But that shit there, bro, like, because they picking sides, you really watering down the product. Like, you know, you could like Nicki and you could like Cardi B. It's,
right.
it's
nothing
possible.
Wrong with that shit.
Like,
bro, Gunna dropped a single. Bro, Gunna didn't tell on me or whatever.
Hey, dog,
so
look,
I don't
man,
give a fuck.
And I'm not. No
I'm from Atlanta.
I'm not no
street
nigga.
I don't own no YSL.
Like,
I don't own no YSL.
Know, I don't really do the codes as it is.
Oh, I respect the codes.
I'm not living
by that shit. So like, I respect.
Right,
it.
That's what I'm saying.
I
respect
seen
it 100%.
Shit, I ain't heard nothing.
But I'm
I ain't
not
saw
even
nothing.
In that. So, but, you know, for me to not, I didn't listen to the record because I didn't know he dropped the record.
It's cool. It's cooler joint.
That's just that, bro. Like, we had a bad place with this industry, social media, music, bullshit.
Definitely.
Like,
I kind of sometimes hate that it's so diluted within each other, but it's like, you can't help it. You just can't help it, you know?
And the shit has a big impact all the way across. Like, there is no music industry without this social media bullshit in the middle of it. Like, it all goes hand in hand, you know? That's just how people selling themselves nowadays. Like, everything is marketed through the media.
Oh, yeah. Before we switch to sports, speaking of tea in the comments, we're going with the name. That's a good name. Beyonce let Blue Ivy dance at one of the shows
she
recently
did. I seen that shit, too.
People was really killing this little girl for her performance. And I'm like, y'all really are sick. She's a child, first of all. Like, you wanted to be up there like fucking Beyonce, like at 11, bro? Like, or how old she is?
Killing it like that?
Hey, bro. Like, not like, oh, man, get off the stage, but like, they kept saying she's stiff. And I'm like, fam, she's a child in front of about 500,000 people trying to remember a dance and not look, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 11 years old, you talking about putting it on, you know what I'm saying? You get your fat ass out there and go do it and see how you look.
Ooh, wait. I
hate that shit. I ain't gonna lie, dog.
You
I
know
really
why,
do. Bro? Especially when it comes to a child, bro.
I'd be willing to rip their ass a new one. Because they so fake hypocritical.
And then when she fuck around and do her own thing and be a, her own artist, oh my God, I've been following you since you were a kid. No, you fat bitch, you've been in the comments bashing since she was a kid.
Bashing and talking about fuck. She look like a box board up there. Yeah. But I'm about to tell you this. These same people, bro, they worship whatever Young Miami do.
All the social media giants, they worship them, bro.
I'm going to put it out there just like this, bro.
I fuck with Young Miami, though. I do.
LeBron James's of the world, the Beyoncé's, Michael B. Jordan's. Whenever you in a certain element and you dominate that element, as can't speak for white folks, can't speak for Latinas because they don't be doing this shit. But you see us in the black community, whenever we have one of them that we should really rally around or, you know, put our arm around, we tend to hate. I got this thing with niggas where I say you often hate what you can't be.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
You know you don't for have sure. a shot at being that great. Like, you can do what Young Miami do. That's very much doable.
But you
just gotta get a BBL and find you a fucking Diddy or have you some music success. And then you'll have that. But to be Beyonce, that's a different type of calling.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas will fall short trying to be that. Oh, trying to be the LeBron. Like, you fall short. So it's like, you can't really see yourself in that shit. So it's easy for you to hate because you can't see yourself. You know you ain't got no greatness in you.
So,
five out of 10.
You acting like Shannon Sharp, man. You keep bringing up Bron, and man, Bron ain't even in the finals, man.
Hey, just, I bought up Beyonce too. I bought up Beyonce too. And I bought up Michael B. Jordan. And the reason I bought up Michael B. Jordan, he black, he's American. And the motherfucker hands, pause. We not on that shit here. But hey, at the end of the day, like, I read the comments and I watched
the
his interview
in the
with Gilly when he said every chick in the studio was passing by the room trying to see Michael B. Jordan when they was recording. Like,
facts.
You know,
that.
The man got some pool in the streets for these women, for real. So, you know, people, when you can't be that dog, you often find a way to hate it, for real.
That's true. Speaking of hating, man, Skip and Shannon,
whew,
undisputed, will no longer once contracts are up.
It's all OV.
OV.
It's all
the
OV,
Tom Brady, bro. Bashing of him. That I think that's solid at all. Like, there was no comeback from that. Like, you can't bash his man like
that. From that.
And think it's gonna be, you know, renegotiations and you know, no.
Stephen A. Smith, I'm on your ass.
You know, that's all you said about Ja, but let's get to the Stephen A. Let's talk about Skip and Shannon real quick.
Nah, for sure. Because he brought
he
up
some wild shit about
Ja.
I'm like,
about
what
the Shannon,
fuck?
Shannon Sharp and Skip situation.
Okay, I didn't know. Go ahead.
Basically refuting to hold Skip Bayless any type of responsible. He
you
said, I refuse to say anything bad or misleading about
them
Skip
boys, they
Bayless.
Tight. They started off together.
Yeah, they tight. Yeah, they started off. And yeah, he helped you do this. Nigga, the devil will bless you.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who ain't good for you will do something good for you if it's good for them. Like, you know, let's not be a fool. Like,
that's
he was
true.
Just on live TV
well,
being
you,
a
you
fool.
You dropped a gym. Hold on, pick that up off
opinion.
The floor, man.
Like,
God damn.
Niggas in that bitch being a fool, for real. Because I'm like, I mean, I don't know Skip as, you know, personally. I just know him from the show. And he done did some out-of-the-way shit on that show.
Yeah.
Period.
Like people made a whole, like, montage of shit. It was on TikTok. It started with the, you could just tell, like, from watching the show, it started from the Tom Brady shit. When he said, he's better than you and all that, and you could tell Shannon, like, you know, like, you taking a personal shot at me because I said he's not playing good? When he said that, you could just really sense all the hurt he had in that moment.
Yeah,
and you could just tell.
It was after that, bro. That shit stemmed from a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It really did. Because once he brought up Tom Brady, Skip was like, what?
How dare you talk
about
how fucking dare you?
All right,
basically.
I'm about to fry your black ass on this TV.
And then it gets to the
Mar Hamlin situation,
talk,
too.
The Mar Hamlin situation. Like, every time Shannon go to speak his side of a topic, Skip making noises and shit like that.
Like,
he said, go ahead. Then it's awkward silence. We're like, no, you go ahead. And it's back and forth and all that. I'm like, yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, it needed to end, though.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will say, on like a business side of it, I don't think Skip
runs that
hurts.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
he'll just I don't see him going by himself. He'll find somebody.
Yeah, because it's what Skip does is debate. You know, I will give him that. He's like the captain of the debate, you know. Yeah. Like, for the most part, he thinking polar opposite of what the motherfuckers across from him is thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what boots his show. When it was him and Stephen A, you know, it was that way. When it was him and Shannon Sharp, it was that way. I'm looking forward to Skip Bayless finding another nigga to get on live TV with and argue.
But, so, play devil's advocate. Do you see it being another black athlete?
Absolutely.
Really?
Maybe not an athlete, but he gonna be colored.
Damn, okay. I didn't think that.
Hey, bro, the product sells.
Oh, definitely.
The product sells.
I think Skip started to see
what
how
what if they took
much
all white G-Nikes off the market?
That's true. Niggas lose their fucking mind.
Niggas lose their fucking mind. They take... Hey, they want to see this nigga argue with this white man. I promise you.
Like, honestly, I'd take it a step further. And God forbid me, I think they want to see Shannon put hands on that boy.
Nah, for real.
Like last day of the show, like smack that.
And then see,
hey,
like,
no bullshit, I'm going to watch the last day. Because I want to see how they going
to try to, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
You seen Skip try to play on Shannon following the Memphis Grizzlies. You know that art deal he had with Dylan Brooks in the game.
No,
like,
I didn't. No.
He was kind of like, oh, you was losing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to play down on him about how he was acting and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shannon came on TV and gave an apology and all that good shit.
Yeah.
But I will say something. Like, see, like, the public humiliation. Like, they're on live TV with this shit. So, if anything is done, you got to apologize to me. On live TV. Like, we can't be in the back and you be like, dog, my bad for whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And that then you come out on the tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no. I need you to look at that camera the same way you did, chest out and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Say, look, my bad. I was wrong.
I didn't necessarily agree with Shannon how he was going back and forth with the Grizzlies like that. Because you're still a fan.
For sure.
Day, like, you can't make yourself part of the game like that. So for him to come on the show and apologize, he had to. Because he made a fool of himself, but he made the scene on TV the night before.
And see,
you know,
that he had to, I'm going to tell you why I don't like that. I don't like that shit. Because he had to. And he does, because he's a good person.
So why you don't like it?
Because Skip Bayless not required to do that, because he the white fucking devil. Like, he's just not required to do that.
Well,
they don't
I've seen
give
Skip
a damn.
Apologize for shit. I'm not just trying to give
him
anyway.
Oh, and I have, but with that particular situation, being that it was so public,
yeah.
You know the right answer was to publicly apologize to that man and see if y'all can move on.
Yeah.
I don't think they was moving on from that shit, though.
I used to like Stephen A a lot, dog, but after this comment he made about Ja, I'm kind of really off him, like, for a while. He said that some NBA execs don't think Ja may be, or are worried that Ja may not be alive 5 years from now. Bro, is he a vice lord, or is he just a basketball player making dumb decisions? Like, what are we really talking about?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I see a side of both. I see a side of both. Those people are in business. I'm going to tell you something about Stephen A. Smith. You say the biggest shit because the biggest shit gets you the biggest headlines. He might just be saying that shit to sell his show.
And I don't like that. Because you already have
business,
the following
dog.
For it, bro.
That's,
like,
that's business. And at the same time, what he's saying might have some smoke to it. When you do certain shit, people going to respond a certain way. Like, this is all Ja Morant's fault. Like,
yeah,
this is
definitely
all the reason why he shouldn't have did what he did, because it's like you holding us up, you know, like now we can hold you accountable for the bullshit that you put out. If you don't ever do this, Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Stephen A. Smith, they don't have nothing to say about this situation.
Yeah.
That's why it was so important for you to, you know, hoop and stay out the way.
Stay out the way.
Stay out the way.
Finals, baby. Let's get to it. Denver looks strong, man.
Denver looks strong. Congratulations to both teams making the NBA Finals. I will say this, though. I don't think it's ironic that they both led by some of the best coaching in the NBA.
Definitely not.
Mike Malone don't get enough credit because of the situation he's in. For those who don't know, a lot of Denver players was hurt last year.
Facts.
Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, they've been hurt the last 2 years. This is his first time having his team fully healthy, and he's dominating. Obviously, he know what he's doing.
Facts.
Spoelstra the same way.
And he's doing that with undrafted players. Jimmy and Bam and a bunch of undrafted guys. Now, I don't want to say it to be bashing the guys, but
that's the truth. But
you know,
this is going to be our last topic before we close it out.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA and coaches, Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, Kobe Bryant, Phil Jackson, the Spurs,
Popovich.
Greg Popovich, And you know, the ones here and there that's had spotted success. Mm-hmm. And then you got LeBron James. And then I'm going to give you Jason Tatum. Because mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they're similar. They really, like, they jumped out early with really, really good numbers. But mm-hmm. they have something in common. These guys, they don't have good NBA coaches. Yeah. Dog, you can't worship it for one player and then, like, not count it as a knock for the other. Mike was blessed to have Phil. Kobe was Definitely. Blessed to have Phil. These, like, legendary Hall of Fame coaches. I don't know where Tatum's career is going to go. I can speak on LeBron because we've seen 20 years of this shit.
Yeah.
Mike Brown, Eric Spoelstra, David Blatt. You remember David Blatt that made the finals and got fucking fired?
I do.
I remember. I'm just telling people that's a big difference, dog. That only happens with some people. Some people blessed. Some people will get a good head coach. Yeah. Some niggas get David Blatt. And then you get David Blatt. Then you get Ty Lue. Then instead of Ty Lue, now you got fucking Frank Vogel, who won a championship and got fired, dog. Yeah. Like,
I'm confused at the just the way that, like, the last couple, like, Monty Williams got fired.
That shit weird.
Nurse got fired. Budenholzer got fired. You know, I'm like,
credible coaches that very credible. I look at it like
incredible
maybe,
situations.
Maybe
like,
not Budenholzer, because I'm gonna give you this. You see Darvin Ham coaching job with the Lakers this year. That man coached his ass off. I give Darvin Ham like an A+ coaching grade. He had to adjust a lot.
Yeah.
He was on Budenholzer's staff. So, like, you kinda gotta be weary of shit like that. Like, you know, is Budenholzer that good? How much did Darvin Ham help
was it
him?
The staff?
Shit like
yeah.
that. You know okay. how that shit be. Okay, but yeah. Like you say, bro, Nick Nurse should have never been out of NBA basketball.
I was like, wait, what? Why he got fired?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, nigga ain't do nothing but win. Like,
Monty Williams just saying, I'm like,
win and get fired.
I'm like, damn, bro. Like
it's not his fault that Chris Paul always get hurt and DeAndre Ayton is soft as cotton. Like,
well, nah, I say this now. If you had any heavy say so in that trade, then yeah, you get him out of
what
here.
What trade?
For Kevin Durant. You trade half the team for one player.
But you got to. You got to.
And then you get smoked in the playoffs because you don't have nobody off the bench to do anything.
We'll figure it out next year.
Okay.
Cause
he got to figure out next
year. That's the NBA game. You don't do everything for that current now season. You know, like, shit, if you get Durant paired with Booker, your future looks bright. Now you're just responsible for putting niggas around them. Okay. Versus trying to get that team with Chris Paul, Booker, and them boys over the hump.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I see it, bro.
I think Miami gonna bounce back in the series, make it a competitive series. Like tonight, see Miami
like five games.
Yeah, like I see Miami making some adjustments, bro. Spoelstra's gonna make adjustments, bro. Like, let's not do
they
that.
They missed an ass of shots. Jimmy had like Struce 13.
Went 0-10, bro. That's not likely to happen again.
Yeah, I see those numbers flip-flopping at least once, you know. Definitely. So I definitely think Miami will put up a fight.
And I can see him maybe getting one in Miami, bro. Like, you got the crowd going. You're going to have the fans. You're going to have the notoriety people there.
And
front
you know
row of South Beach, bro.
Jimmy Butler game.
Yeah.
You know, where he get 30.
Or a role player. Struce fuck around, hit 4-5 threes and
right,
shit. You know what I'm saying? Or Caleb Martin cut up again. Something like that. You know? But you know, it's going to be a good series. I think people are talking about, oh, man, I'm not watching that. Fam, it's the finals. I'm watching it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it could have been
keep updated with
that
it.
That could have been the fucking Suns and the goddamn Sixers. I'm still watching it, bro. Like, it's the finals, bro. Like, fuck that.
Regardless of you a fan or whoever.
It's the last basketball we're going to have until next season.
At the end of the day, whoever you was rooting for, they didn't make it because of these two teams. You got to give them the respect at least, you know, like,
exactly.
Let me see.
Yeah, let me see what I was writing off. You know, but let me see, make sure we covered everything we want to touch on. Shannon Sharp, DC. Yeah.
That's
I'll say
it,
that
bro.
I'll say that's a question for next time, because we kind of ran through it today pretty well. Will Ferrell was gonna be John Gruden in a movie. I actually bought that next time, though. I mean, not John Gruden, John Madden.
Ooh,
I actually
bought
that next time.
Go ahead.
That'd be closer to football season. So, yeah.